When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, the mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been once again denied permission to see her son's body. She arrived in Siberia with her son's lawyer to be told, well, where his body was being. She's been sent from morgue to hospital to morgue. His death was announced on Friday. And President Putin is accused of ordering his murder in a Siberian prison. Well, joining me right now to discuss all of this is Bill Browder. He's head of the Global Magnitsky Justice Campaign and the man dubbed as Putin's number one foreign enemy. I think a very, very proud title. Bill, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Great to be here.
I'm very, very sorry also that for your loss, because, of course, Alexei Navalny was a good friend of yours, a man you worked with very closely. You've known him since, what, 2000, I think. So you've known him well over more than two decades. Before we go into what we think we know has happened to Alexei Navalny, can you just tell us a little bit about the man that you knew? Because we know him as this incredibly charismatic opposition leader and an incredibly, some would say, either brave or foolhardy man who, after being poisoned with Novichok by Putin's agents, returned to Russia, where he was going to face almost certain arrest and imprisonment, ending up in what is effectively a Siberian gulag. Tell us about the man that you knew.
Well, when I met Alexei Navalny, he was a young lawyer who was outraged by the corruption that was going on in big companies and the government of Russia. And he wanted to do something about it. And the way in which he started to do something about it was to research the corruption and then put that research together in blogs, in videos, in Instagram posts, and put it online. And he discovered something very interesting, which is that the whole country of Russia cared about the corruption, was outraged about the corruption in the same way as he was. And as he put this stuff online, it became a political platform. Everybody was saying, this has got to stop. And that was the platform that he basically became a politician. And the more he talked about the corruption, the more he talked about the crooks of Vladimir Putin's regime and Vladimir Putin himself, the more popular he became. And the more popular he became, the more of a threat he became to Putin and his regime. And he became so much of a threat that in 2020, Putin himself ordered Navalny to be poisoned. He was poisoned on a campaign trip to Siberia. He was supposed to be on a flight and die on the flight between Siberia and Moscow. And the only reason that he survived was that the pilot, who wasn't in on the scheme, made an emergency landing. The paramedics gave him atropine, which is an antidote to poison. And he survived. He was in a coma for multiple weeks. He was airlifted to Germany to the Charité Hospital in Berlin. And there they saved his life. And then he began the slow process of rehabilitation. And then he announced he's coming back to Russia. And at that point, the Putin regime and Putin himself didn't want him there because that was too scary for them. And so they said, you'll be arrested if you come back to Russia, assuming that he would not come back. And then he took, as you mentioned, he took this unbelievably brave step of getting on the plane, defying these threats and flying back to Russia and then getting arrested the moment he got off the airplane. And it was an act of incredible bravery, patriotism, and I guess now we know miscalculation to go into the hands of the people who had tried to kill him, to go into their custody.
I mean, that's extraordinary. It's an extraordinary story, and he's an incredibly powerful figure, what he's done. And again, you know, this wasn't about his ego, or it was simply about dealing with, you know, the corruption level is so off the scale. I mean, you've campaigned on for many years in Russia, as impoverished the Russian people, while Putin and his oligarch chums are wealthy beyond comprehension, multi-billionaires. Vladimir Putin, of course, rumoured to be the richest man in the world. Forget Bill Gates. He's got it siphoned off everywhere. But when he went back to Russia, you know, he already knew. Look, we've seen opposition leader, free-speaking journalists, any critics. I mean, they're not killed in a subtle way. I mean, they're pushed out of windows in London. They're poisoned on the streets of Salisbury. They are, you know, they're shot directly outside the Kremlin. I mean, Vladimir Putin doesn't even try and hide this. He would have known, without a shadow of a doubt, he was going to be arrested. He would have known he was going to prison. What do you think the purpose was that? Did he mistakenly think that he wasn't going to be? Did he think that he could galvanise support for his campaign against Vladimir Putin and corruption by being there rather than being in exile?
Well, he made a calculated bet, and his calculation was that they were going to arrest him, but he would then sit in prison like Nelson Mandela did on Robben Island in South Africa, and that in his projections, Putin was so mishandling the situation in Russia Putin's regime would collapse. And there was only one obvious alternative to Putin, which was Alexei Navalny. And so he thought that he was going to serve his time and then emerge as the president of Russia and then bring Russia out of this cesspool of criminality, corruption, and lack of freedom. That was his calculation. But instead of becoming the Nelson Mandela of Russia, he became the Martin Luther King of Russia.
Yeah, it is such a sad story. Now, his widow, she has spoken out, and she quite by chance was at the Munich Security Conference with a lot of, you know, foreign and defence ministers, and spoke out within hours of his death being announced. His incredibly bravely, his mother travelled with his.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lawyers to Siberia to try and see his body. Of course, we were given, I mean, it's an extraordinary timeline of, you know, FSB officials arriving at the prison, cameras being cut, we're told his death being announced, you know, minutes later, cause of death, this sudden death syndrome. Easy to happen in a Siberian gulag, I imagine. But then his body having disappeared, his mother being told it's here, it's at the hospital, it's the morgue, not being able to see his body. And yet there are also reports that his body is very badly bruised, And again, the authorities in Russia saying this is because they were holding him down as he had a fit of some sort. What do we know for sure about what could have happened to him?
Well, we know what we know for sure is that Putin is a murderer, and that Putin has a long line of victims, and that that Putin tried to kill Alexei Navalny once, and he didn't succeed, and now he tried the second time, and he did succeed. That's what we know for sure. The details we're never going to know for sure because there is a massive cover-up taking place as we speak. And again, we know for sure that when Putin has killed other people, they organize a massive cover-up. When Boris Nemtsov was assassinated in front of the Kremlin, which is the most heavily surveilled spot on the planet, every single CCTV camera was turned off at that exact moment. When my lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, was murdered in 2009, the authorities absolutely banned any type of independent forensic investigation of his murder and had the body buried before anyone could figure out what had happened. I mean, this is a mafia state. Putin is a cold-blooded killer. He controls all the mechanisms to learn the truth, and we're seeing it play out in real time as they cover up the murder of Alexei Navalny.
Okay, there'll be people watching and listening to this who'll say, well, it's all very well, Bill Browder, you're saying we know for sure. How do we know any of that for sure? I mean, Vladimir Putin, is, as you say, you know, he's not on CCTV camera turning up and killing Alexei Navalny. So how do we know for sure that he was behind this?
Well, we're not going to ever have the documentary proof because the people who have the proof are destroying the proof. The people who have the proof are well-known killers and criminals. And so all we can do is say, let's look at the history of this whole thing. Let's look at how Putin behaves with other other people in Russia who are in opposition to him. Let's look at how they've died. Look at how many of them have died.
Yeah.
And we can absolutely positively come up with the answer. Now, of course, Putin wants to leave some plausible deniability, and there's all sorts of what I would describe as evil, useful idiots that are coming on various TV shows saying, well, you know, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt, and it's not in his interest to do this, and so on and so forth. Well, let me tell you, I know Vladimir Putin. I've been fighting with him for 15 years. Many of my friends are dead. Vladimir Putin committed this crime, and it's clear.
What do the West do now? What do all these countries? We've had, you know, Rishi Sunak, we've had David Cameron, our foreign secretary, saying, you know, action must be taken. What do we do now? Because we've already got sanctions. We've already, you know, he's been ousted supposedly from all these, you know, these big meetings of international leaders. What is there left to do?
Well, there's three things we do now. The first is not for the UK, but for the US. The US needs to authorize the $63 billion of military aid for Ukraine so Ukraine can fight back and fight the Russians off. The second thing is that when the war started, there was $300 billion worth of central bank reserves that were frozen. We together, the UK together with the US, the EU, Canada, Japan, needs to confiscate that money and hand it over to Ukraine. And that does two things. It gives Ukrainians the resources to fight Russia, and it's a very strong punishment for Russia, for Putin. And the third thing we need to do is that Alexei Navalny isn't the only opposition leader currently sitting in prison. There are others. There's a man named Vladimir Karamurza, who I would say is the second most important opposition politician in Russia. Vladimir is a dual Russian-British national. Mm-hmm. He was sentenced 25 years for calling out Putin, for opposing Putin, for opposing the war. He's sitting in prison right now. He was also poisoned before. He's dying in prison right now. He's a British citizen, and the British government should do everything possible to arrange for a swap to bring him home. Okay. The British government refuses to do that. They say it's not our policy to negotiate on hostages. And so I was at the Munich Security Conference this last weekend, and I had 12 meetings with 12 foreign ministers from other countries who are going to try to help bring Vladimir Karamurza home. But because of the policy of the British government not to try to release hostages, the British government is sitting this one out.
Right. Well, that's something we'll raise with ministers. I really appreciate you joining us and all the praise for your long-time campaign. Bill Browder, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Charlie Rowley, former government advisor, is still with us. Should the West do more now to take action?
I think it should. And I think what came out of that interview was that you had an individual, Alexei Navalny, who has paid his tribute, his whole life has tried to expose the corruption of the Russian state. He's paid a price for that, it seems. And I think that incredible bravery is something that cannot just be left unsaid. The West obviously does need to do more to make sure that Russia is held.
And again, we've got Russian elections, inverted commas, coming up. I think the best thing you should do to get rid of Putin, really, is it losing in Ukraine. Although, be careful what you wish for, what comes after. That's the other thing. Thank you very much indeed for that.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast. Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you. Harder, older, Hartley Brewer. The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.